From NPR News, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. He has been called a rising star in the Democratic Party with the good looks of a John Kennedy and the political savvy of a Bill Clinton. Although maybe San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom is following their lead a little too closely. Newsom has been embroiled in a sex scandal recently, admitting to an affair with the wife of his campaign manager, now ex-campaign manager. He apologized for his behavior last week and then yesterday said he would seek counseling for alcohol abuse. Joining me now to talk about the story is Charlie Goodyear. He's a political writer with the San Francisco Chronicle. And welcome to Day to Day.
Hello.
What's happened to Gavin Newsom? Is this the end of his career, which had great promise?
Well, I think it's too early to say it's the end of his career, but I think the feeling is that it may seriously damage his ability to run for state or national office, at least in the near future. That's certainly the way most observers around the state and here in San Francisco are seeing it.
Well, what has been the reaction there in San Francisco? Because, you know, this is a notoriously tolerant city.
Well, you know, I think the public in general has been more forgiving than a lot of politicians and City Hall insiders who view this as a tremendous blunder and a real waste of opportunity. I do have to say that the stories about the mayor and his personal life have been circulating for months, and it's only been recently that anyone's really been willing to go on the record. Obviously, we had last week the resignation of his campaign director that touched off this whole thing.
And now he says he's going into rehab. Well, actually, he says it's not rehab, but he says he's going into some kind of counseling for alcohol abuse.
Right. It'll be outpatient alcohol rehab. And the mayor insists that it will not impact his day-to-day responsibilities leading the city. But, you know, many here in town, most supervisors on our city council still have a lot of questions about how that's all going to work.
So how is he going to also run the city?
Well, that's what people want to know. And not too many people at City Hall were surprised that he's, you know, admitted to a drinking problem. Most people thought that that admission was going to come last week. And a lot of people were surprised by the timing of this, which put the story back onto our front page and, you know, top local broadcasts and national news around the country today.
So are you saying that his people are kind of not handling the PR aspect of this well?
I think this is a scandal that, the Newsom team is trying very hard to weather, but they are being sort of buffeted from all sides. And, you know, I think it's been very hard to sort of keep up with what the mayor is trying to do personally to stem the damage here. And you know, every day is sort of a new and wild ride for all of us.
Well, also you have to wonder about rehab in general. A lot of political figures lately have been going into rehab, and it seems to be the thing to do to repair your reputation.
Right, and I think that might have been one reason why the mayor just didn't want to tackle that subject when he admitted to having this affair last week. I think some people would have viewed it cynically as a way to dig himself out of this hole. That was certainly the reaction when he finally announced he is going into rehab yesterday. That is a strategy for a lot of politicians who find themselves in trouble. But, I have to say there have been stories in our paper and elsewhere about the mayor's excessive drinking for several months now. So I think most people certainly believe he has a problem with alcohol.
Charlie Goodyear is a political writer with the San Francisco Chronicle. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thanks.